Here in the Boston area, one popular spot to be on Halloween is Salem. Lots of witch costumes on parade there every year, you know, because of those witch trials way back when. If you're in Spain on Halloween, the place to visit is the ghost town of La Musara. It's an old remote settlement that's been abandoned since the mid-20th century. Visitors talk about its thick, disorienting fog and eerie experiences among the ruins. Reporter Amanda Kersey couldn't resist checking it out.
To find the facts behind the fiction, I start by talking to someone who's actually been there.
I think that when you don't know a place, people tell you things like it's mysterious or whatever, but you don't really pay much attention to it.
That's Catalan musician Carles Ribot. He went to La Musara with a friend a few years ago, having heard that the views were out of this world, and that by jumping over a certain rock into a hidden portal, he could be too.
They say you appear in the United States. I don't remember where exactly, but it's on the internet.
They made the mistake, he says, of driving to La Musara at night, in the fog.
We thought we weren't going to make it. I thought, here we're going to die or something.
But they made it. They settled into the inn, Refugi La Musara. It's kind of a bunkhouse for the climbers, hikers, and supernatural seekers who pass through. Everything was fine until they went to bed. It was a little past midnight.
And you could hear the horses' cries. A sound like... Like something sinister. Yeah, not a joke.
I have to see it for myself. But I am definitely not going alone.
How are you feeling about this? Going? Climbing the mountain?
Ah, wow. Excited.
That's my friend, Paul Fonbote Pradilla. He's a history buff who speaks the regional language, Catalan. He agrees to come with me to La Musara, which means driving up a narrow mountain road with a lot of tight turns.
Oh my gosh. At least it's not dark.
I'm so relieved when we get there, there being the only shelter for miles. The innkeeper, Miquel Cardona, shows us around. I keep thinking about those creepy sounds Ribot heard here, and I ask Cardona if that sort of spooky experience is common.
There's a lot of people who've come to the inn and said that they've heard sounds or have seen shadows. Who am I to doubt someone who tells me they've seen something, you know?
It's dusk by the time we start exploring the ruins of the old town. There's no fog tonight, which we're a little disappointed about. Still, there's plenty of atmosphere. Mountains all around, the plains below, the Mediterranean in the distance.
Surely we're going to see some ghosts.
Walking around, we can't tell where the streets used to be. Everything is overgrown, and all the houses have fallen down.
Oh, yeah, those are not stairs anymore.
And rising above it all, the decrepit, vandalized church.
Oof, we are not going in there. No.
All in all, though, this rubble of a town is more serene than scary. And back at the inn, we and the other guests thankfully have a quiet, uneventful night. The next morning, Paul and I go back to get a better look at La Musara, which by day is plainly bucolic. There are kids playing around the pond, a couple exploring the site, a group of men taking a stroll. But the innkeeper tells me that a decidedly different crowd will settle in this Monday night.
¿Qué pasa en Halloween?
Vale, sí, me preguntaba sobre el día de Halloween.
For a few years now on Halloween, people have been coming in caravans and in groups. Those who do EVP recordings of ghostly sounds, those who do rituals, and also you hear screams through the night, like when people scare each other. The environment is something between magical and scary, yeah, a bit of everything.
I can't believe I'm going to miss the one time a year when the town lives up to its reputation. Too bad we can't stay. As we head off for that crazy drive down the mountain, I think, what better way to go out than with a song from Carles Ribot's Musara. For The World, Amanda Kersey, La Musara, Spain.
vaga per un paisatge nevat, reflexiu i preocupat pel futur de la societat.